Well, good morning, Casey. Happy Monday back from Mexico. I got to tell you, part of me, as we just played Taylor Swift, they said she had passed the Beatles in the UK as far as like streaming and number one hits and everything. I think it's great. But does part of you want that AI song to be real about her and Travis Kelce?
No, it's so ridiculous.
Why? How is that ridiculous?
I think it's kind of adorable. I kind of want it to be real.
Because I was telling Teresa before the show started, and the first thing I do is I always test it, send stuff to Teresa.
Sure.
And she goes, this is fake, Rocket. And I'm like, I don't want it to, I want it to be real.
I could just hear the eagerness in his text. That's all it was a text. He forwarded it to me and goes, is this real? But in my head, I could tell he was like, oh my God, is this real?
Jumping up and down.
Yes, I know both of them. And I just so wanted it to be real. And then in Mexico, we played it. Steve Serrano wanted it to be real.
I even saw legit sources like People and other news sources that were using it in their videos saying, we just wish this song was real.
Don't you think the lyrics were good, though?
Yeah, talking about how so many days until my last name is Kelce and you got a ring, now I want one.
It was definitely fun, the fake song. It was definitely fun.
It was really weird, though, to see like how many people were actually fooled by Taylor Swift and those fake lyrics.
Like Rocket.
Yes.
Rocket was fooled.
Hey, but what did I do? Instead of going on the air first,
that's true.
I went to you.
That's true. Have you seen all of the headlines today? Because Travis left. You know, he was only actually with Taylor for, what, 2 or 3 days?
Yeah.
And so today, like, if you just type in Taylor Swift Google and hit news, these are the first three things that pop up. Travis Kelce abandons Taylor Swift in Sydney. And then there's page 6. Travis Kelce down champagne while surrounded by women at Vegas club after leaving Taylor Swift in Australia. And then this one, Travis Kelce responds to Taylor Swift's relationship rules in Vegas. Guys, they're fine. Yes. I'm sure she's okay.
Well, the thing is, Travis is with the entire offense.
Yeah, he's
in
with
Vegas.
The team. Yeah,
they won the Super Bowl back to back.
And the video I saw last night, and yes, he was partying with a bunch of people, but he was also singing Taylor Swift songs in the club.
They're fine.
They're fine.
But Teresa, you and Tara had the same conversation that you and several listeners had, and when we were in Mexico, about seeing the same thing over and over.
Well, we were just saying that Taylor came to a lot of Travis's football games, which are different every time.
Every time.
And we were wondering, would Travis come to as many concerts just because it's the same show most nights? I mean, I would love to see it over and over and over again personally. But with him, he's probably got other obligations with the Chiefs. So maybe he can just bounce back and forth.
And even the most supportive boyfriend can only watch the same show so many times.
Fair.
I just thought it was sweet that he went there.
Oh, yeah.
He was wearing the friendship bracelets. There was one guy in the audience in Sydney that had a Kelce jersey on.
Yeah. I saw multiple people.
Really?
Yes. And I know he was fist bumping that one guy. But the fact that it's interesting in Australia that so many people were wearing number 87.
It's just so weird how they have become, even in Mexico, everybody's like, because everybody in our group was wearing something, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs, Taylor Swift. It was great.
You know, it's nice to travel with people from Kansas City because we are easy to find in a crowd or at the airport. You just got to go, how about them? And then everybody goes, Chiefs.
Except, what was the one pool party, Teresa, where everybody did that, even on the plane on the way back?
Everybody started it, and then by the end of the day, it would just be one person going, how about them? And then it would be like nobody would respond.
One guy in the back is like, Chiefs.
I will say, out of many years, Teresa, would you admit that this was probably the biggest party group we've ever had?
Yeah, well, it was also the biggest group. We had almost 100 people. So, wow. And a whole other group of Kansas City people that weren't in our group came in mid-trip for a wedding. So
phenomenal.
We were dominating that resort.
I thought it was pretty cool. Everywhere we went, from the airport to the wait staff to everybody, it's like, man, Kansas City, you're sure proud to live in Kansas City.
Kansas City likes Kansas City.
Yes, that's what they said. I'm like, wow.
Why not? You would be too.
Anyway, exactly.
It's great to see you, Tara. How are things going with the baby?
Just great. I just keep growing this one that's in my belly. Mm-hmm. The other one we potty trained this weekend. She's doing great. She's a star. You know, I'm proud of both of these girls.
Well, just so you know, we did miss you very much when we were in Mexico.
I missed you guys too.
What is it, 2 years in a row now?
Yeah, next year, I'm going to have to say, good luck, kids. I don't care what the story is. I don't care if you have childcare. You can take care of each other. Mom is going to Mexico.
Anyway, good to see you. Let's take a quick break, and we have a lot happening in tabloid.
Yeah, you know, over the weekend, for the first time ever, an award show was exclusively on Netflix, which means no commercials. You could cuss. It was a party, and I've got the winners and the latest for you.
Jack Harlow, good morning, Casey. Happy Monday. My ride on the way home said that yesterday was as warm as it was in Mexico. Is that true?
Oh, my word. I don't know what the temp was in Mexico, but it has been beautiful this weekend. We did some yard work outside. We were in short sleeve shirts. I mean, it has just been gorgeous.
And by we, do you mean you and Grace?
Me,
like
Grace,
child labor?
My husband. I'll be honest with you. When we're doing yard work, she goes, please, I help you. Please, I pick up sticks. And she'll find the tiniest little sticks and bring them to the yard bag, which is still helpful.
That's so sweet. Well, we are back from Mexico feeling great. We were just talking about the AI song that came out with Taylor Swift that I myself wished that it was real.
Yeah, again, completely fake song, but people are latching on to it, wishing that it were true.
So happy that my child.
Favorite line.
Yes.
You can call me Mrs. Teleperty. I'm not flying from Japan to be seen with the man who loses. So dirty. If you win a ring, I want more.
With that said, does AI creep you out just a little bit?
Yes. The fact that it does sound a lot like her, it's not right.
No, that's not like identical to her.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like we should be worried that someone's going to do a show and sound like us. What?
Guys, I have to be honest with you about this AI business.
Yeah.
Have you played with it on Instagram?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so my husband fell asleep Saturday when we were in the midst of potty training. And I was like, you son of a. And I took his picture and then on Instagram put him in all different situations. And I felt so much better about things. I sent it to our group chat. I mean, he was laying in pink clouds. He was surrounded by puppies. I mean, it's just some good, clean fun.
Is it clean fun?
On my own with AI.
Poor John.
I mean, seriously.
Who falls asleep during potty training? Come on.
John.
Do you know, outside of exercising, I got like 12,000 steps on Saturday from potty training. Just like getting up and down and helping her and going back and forth. And this guy dozes off. So obviously I'm going to AI background him.
Here we go.
Hey, that's not complaining. That's just observational.
Is it?
Yeah.
I will say this though, talking to young moms and everything, potty training is just, it's hard.
Yeah. The first day was the most difficult for sure on Friday. But I do think she did good overall. It's just like you can't sit down for very long because they got to go.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to come back after Miley Cyrus. I mean, we got a lot coming your way, by the way.
Yeah, we are recapping the SAG Awards. That's the Screen Actors Guild, actors honoring other actors. For the first time ever, it was live on Netflix over the weekend.
Young. Good morning, Casey. It's Rocket and Teresa. So you said the weather was kind of similar to us in Mexico, but it's going to get cold Wednesday?
Let me check my iPhone real quick. It's Wednesday or Thursday that things really take a not fun turn. Let's see, Wednesday, 40 degrees. What I've been seeing elsewhere there, though, is like 38, 39 degrees. It's not going to be as fun. However, after Wednesday, it does start going up again. So if we can just survive one super cold day, we should be okay.
I will say that it's officially allergy season.
Yes.
I mean, literally, I would say at least a third of the flight, including myself, everybody had allergies when we were in Mexico.
Yeah, I feel like there's some crud going around in general, like little colds and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it won't go away.
It's
3 weeks for me now.
Yeah.
And everybody else just has allergies, like the second you step outside.
Dave-O, your husband's been as sick as I've been the whole trip, hadn't he?
My husband's been sick for 2 weeks, and it's not COVID. It's just this weird bug that is lingering.
Because that's the first thing you said when I got sick like 3, maybe 4 weeks ago. You said, have you tested for COVID?
Yeah.
First thing I did.
We still don't believe you, though, because you don't actually know how to do the test properly.
That's true. I do.
You definitely stick that strip in the wrong place.
You pee on the stick, and then you hope that you're fine.
You wait 3 minutes.
Yes.
If you get a positive or a negative.
Right.
Just like a pregnancy
test. That's what
test.
I said. It did.
Yes.
Like, Rocket probably actually bought pregnancy tests.
I know.
He's
like
it's
pregnant.
Not COVID.
Great.
See?
It's even digital and says the words not pregnant. And he's like, oh, no COVID here.
You pee on it, and it either has a giant X.
Oh.
So I know.
You think we're kidding. We're not. I'm pretty sure he actually took a pregnancy test.
And?
Not pregnant.
Not pregnant. Good for you, buddy. Good for you.
Thanks.
All right. Over the weekend, this was fun because we were limited to what we could watch. Like, I couldn't stream a lot of apps in Mexico, but I could get Netflix. That was the only one that worked. And for the first time ever, that's how we got to see the Screen Actors Guild Awards. And that's actors honoring other actors. And, of course, no surprise, the cast of Oppenheimer was the big winner. And then the cast of The Bear, Beef, Succession, big on the TV side. Pedro Pascal won for HBO's The Last of Us.
This is wrong for a number of reasons. I'm a little drunk. I thought I could get drunk. And thank you, HBO. Louise. I'm making a fool of myself. But Thank you so much.
Love it.
My favorite is when they go to the audience and they show Margot Robbie mouthing the words, I love him.
He's amazing.
Yeah, and then Tara, I don't know if you got to see it. Surely by now you've just seen it on social media, but I know a lot of people were very excited that there was a Devil Wears Prada reunion Meryl Streep, Emily Blunt, and Anne Hathaway.
It's an age-old question. Where does the character end and the actor begin?
Well, as we've just seen, Meryl and Miranda Priestley are sort of like twins, right?
I don't think I'm anything like Miranda Priestley.
No, no. That wasn't a question. Please, please, do the honors. By all means, move at a glacial pace. You know how that thrills me.
I love that movie.
They're so great.
Do you know what I noticed, aside from just being excited that the three of them were reunited? All three of them look better than they ever have.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I don't know what juice they're drinking, but I want to drop.
Yep. And then there was a funny moment that included Melissa McCarthy presenting with Billie Eilish, where Melissa just completely fangirled over Billie.
Would you mind signing my dress?
No.
You're, I don't want to ruin it, you know? It's
beautiful.
Oh
my God. Thank you for liking my choices.
Yeah.
So... Will you sign my face?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. Okay. I thought you were going to be like, I don't want to ruin your pretty face.
All right, so.
She's signing it with a Sharpie.
Oh, my gosh.
So when you and Phineas are putting down, like, sick tracks and, like, hot, hot beats.
And she covers her mouth. It was really great because she covered her mouth and she kept going, but then Billie lost it for a little bit and started laughing, and she's just like basically right up in Melissa's face. And like I said, for the first time ever, the awards were broadcast on Netflix, which meant that there were no commercials and there was no pressure for the winners to have to rush their speeches. Like, they didn't go on too long or anything, but honestly, sometimes that gives me anxiety when I'm like, you know, like, oh, this is such a sweet moment and they're getting cut off and they're playing music and none of that, because they didn't have to worry about it. Cool. It seemed very relaxed. I kind of wish every award show would be on Netflix now.
Deal.
And then you can go back and watch it later. And then finally, the Bob Marley biopic tops the box office for the second week in a row. Bob Marley, One Love, took in an estimated $13.5 million.
I need to go see it again because I forgot about it the first time I went to
it. I wonder why.
See it.
And also, you ate so much during that movie.
Yeah, that's true.
That's your tabloid trash brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC, locally owned with 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Hey, we met the people from Lean Kitchen in Mexico.
They were hanging out with us. Yes, that's right, Heather and Stan. And they had a big party group with lots of 50th birthdays and more.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back...
We're talking about Rocket having the munchies. Today's the day that we get to get free chicken wings. I'll explain.
You know, every now and then, an older song, will be brought back thanks to a movie. Kind of like an example, Kate Bush. Wouldn't that song that she put out, was it in the 80s?
Yes, and it came back because of Stranger Things. It had a resurgence, if you will.
Right, and you have this one, which is one of your favorite songs.
Yes, yeah, Natasha Bedingfield, and it is featured in the movie Anyone But You that stars Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney. They're actually saying that this movie is the return of the rom-com because it has made over $200 million worldwide. And this song is very prominently featured in the storyline, and then they show it, the whole cast singing it during the closing credits. It's Unwritten, Natasha Bedingfield on Mix.
So I forgot how much I loved the song when it first came out. What's the movie that it's in again?
It's called Anyone But You, and they're saying again that it is bringing back the rom-com because it made $200 million worldwide. I think that you should go see it, Rocket, mm-hmm. because Glenn Powell shows it.
His bare bottom. Sydney Sweeney is super hot.
She's gorgeous.
If Rocket's not familiar with her, she's like the hottest person on earth.
They have a lot of on-screen chemistry. It's another one of those situations where you kind of just want them to be dating in real life because mm-hmm. they're so cute on screen.
So this is a movie on the big screen, right?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I believe it's still in theaters.
I have to say something about this song, though. Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten. I'm not going to say what it is. This is just a little science experiment for me on the text line. If you're roughly 30, give or take a few years, What does this song make you think of? Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten. Let me know, 816-476-7093. I understand it's in a popular movie right now, but what do you think of?
Can I tell you what it makes me think of?
Yes.
As someone who's a little older than you?
Yes.
It makes me think of the time that Natasha Bedingfield was the person who had a song on the radio, so she came into our studio, and we all focused on her and interviewed her, even though there was a very unknown Lady Gaga running around the studio like a ninja ballerina,
True story.
I did not get a picture with her.
True story. I was about to say that. I was like, oh my gosh.
That is super awkward. Also, thank you everybody on the text line that's saying The Hills. I feel seen and I see you as well.
I don't see anyone on the text line.
The Hills on MTV?
Teresa has a different document open and she's like, I don't see a single text.
I just know that Tara just wanted to talk about how it was on The Hills and she's not even reading the text line.
It's amazing.
Well, that was the opener on The Hills, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Somebody also said Easy A. I don't remember it from that movie, but I believe you.
That was, what's her name? It was up for the
Emma Stone.
Oscar. Yeah.
Emma Stone. Yep.
Tate McRae.
All right. So last week when we were doing our show live from Mexico, I know that there was a big ordeal when you had cell phone outages. It mainly affected AT&T, but there were some Verizon and some T-Mobile users that were affected as well. Well, AT&T says it will give some of those customers $5 each.
Five whole dollars?
To compensate for last week's cell phone network outage. Yes. It was only a few hours, Rocket.
That's not a lot of money, but the amount of people that were affected, they're going to be spending a lot to pay that out.
Yes.
Did I tell you I won a judgment against Adidas?
No.
Me and every 100, 200,000 people, 42 cents.
Babe.
Wow. How are you going to spend it?
42 cents. I got the check. It's in the mail. I'm just going to keep it.
I feel like if I had a check from Adidas for 42 cents, I would frame it.
Yes, just keep it.
Free food today at Buffalo Wild Wings. The chain promised that if the Super Bowl went into overtime, everyone would get free wings today. And of course, that's exactly what happened when our Kansas City Chiefs emerged victorious with a final score of 25-22. So today, between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., all dine-in and in-person takeout orders will be gifted one free order of wings per customer. Now that is while supplies last.
So it means the first 30 minutes are open. They're probably going to be gone.
I don't know. I mean, they're preparing for it because they've had, 2 weeks?
But this is nationwide, right?
Yes. But I mean, they're preparing for it. So it probably will eventually run out, but it'll be longer than 30 minutes. It's supposed to happen from 2 to 5. And again, it's all dine-in and you can do takeout, but it has to be in person. I don't think it works for Uber or any of those.
Right.
You have to go in and pick up your food.
I think it's cool that they're honoring and backing up what they said.
Yeah. I love it. They're not dumb. I mean, we've been talking about them now for 2 weeks because we are so, can be bought so easily with free chicken wings. We're all very excited about it.
Yeah. And if I get an order of free chicken wings, I'm also going to get something for somebody else and my daughter and blah, 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 blah. It's genius.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, the inaugural Florida Man Games took place over the weekend. It's a huge thing that basically is making fun of all the Florida stories that we get. You know, all the craziest stories come out of Florida. And they were even saying that there weren't enough categories for women because they're not the ones doing the stupid stuff. Any stupid story we have in the news is a man in Florida, some kind of criminal in Florida. So on Saturday, they had events like a mullet contest, a mud duel with pool noodles. They had an evading arrest obstacle course where actual cops chased people down. Yes. And this was the best quote from a man who participated. His name is James. He won the barbecue pork and sausage speed eating contest. And he said, I've lived in Florida my whole life and they're calling these events, but I'm calling this a friggin' Tuesday afternoon.
I love that guy.
Yep. That's what's trending on Mix.
All right, coming up next.
Your chance to win up to $1,000 thanks to the Kansas Lottery with trivia.
KMXV is Kansas City. The winning continues with the Kansas Lottery.
Yeah, we're doing this every day at 7, 12, and 5. It's your chance to multiply your winnings. So we're kicking it off today with trivia. If you can answer this trivia question, you'll get $30 in Kansas Lottery instant scratch tickets and become a finalist to multiply those winnings. That means one person will get the chance to play for up to $1,000 cash. And this is all thanks to the Kansas Lottery's X Cash Blitz instant scratch ticket.
There's a lot of people who need money. Every phone is lit up right now.
Let's play at 816-476-7093.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Are you there? Going once? Going twice? Bye. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Are you there?
Do we have...
Reminder. Good morning, Mix.
Reminder.
Whoa.
What's happening this morning?
That was fun.
I mean, every phone is lit up, but they're not answering.
They're messing with us.
Good morning, Mix.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Janetta.
Janetta, turn your radio down, please.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, you're fine, hon. Here we go.
All right, Janetta, 11% of us have these under our beds. What is it?
Photo albums?
Nope, not photo albums, although I do.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it shoes?
No.
Is it monsters?
Correct.
Good morning. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Turn your radio down.
Clothes.
Nope. 11% of us have these under our beds. What are they?
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
I would say a weapon.
No.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it guns?
Nope. 11% of us have these under our beds. What are they?
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Did anybody guess shoes?
Nope. That is not the answer.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Money?
No, I'll give you a hint. It has to do with being lazy and not putting something away, so you just shove it under your bed.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Dirty dishes?
Yes, correct.
Hey, dirty dishes?
I thought that was something only my son did.
What's your name?
Jason.
Jason, do you have dirty dishes under your bed?
No, we actually made sure to put our bed completely on the ground to avoid that.
Genius.
On the ground, it's hilarious.
Let me talk to you about how this prize works, because you got it correct. You're going to get $30 in Kansas Lottery Instant Scratch tickets, and you are a finalist to possibly multiply your winnings and win up to $1,000 in cash.
I'm claiming it now.
Hey, man, thank you for listening. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back and get all your info. All right, coming up next, do moms do everything?
Let me tell you.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. You okay?
Sorry. I'm dying over here.
Rocket, give her mouth to mouth. Go.
Let me know when you're okay.
Thank you, Rocket. I feel much better since you gave me mouth to mouth.
All right. That song does it every time.
Yeah, it does.
So today's going to be 75, the same kind of weather we had in Mexico. So when I was in Mexico, I noticed it was a family resort. And what I noticed is like I was noticing little kids and moms and dads, you know, people like my daughter's age, your age, Tara, with like two kids and maybe some grandparents there.
Yeah.
It was a blast. I loved watching them. But I noticed that moms on these trips, moms do everything.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Every single thing the moms did.
Yeah, I feel like even in families where maybe there isn't a mom figure, there's always a default parent that the kid maybe wants more or wants to do more things. In my household, I will say the mom does everything, but like she's a really cool gal,
mm-hmm.
You know. We were potty training this weekend, and I will say my husband helped a ton. I mean, he was great. He was wonderful. However, Saturday he dozed off midday, and I just didn't feel like that was an appropriate use of his time while we were potty training. He said, "Babe, but you got like 4 hours off." And I was like, "Babe, it was because I was working for like 4 hours. It wasn't because I was off having a party." So then I took his picture sleeping. Obviously, I used AI on Instagram to put him in all kinds of different backgrounds, and it really, truly helped me feel better. You know,
but I just want to know, do you, you know, Kansas City, you know, call in. There's no wrong things about it. I truly believe that moms do everything. And I guess because Teresa and I have been partners forever, I've watched her raise her kids.
And you.
And me. Still raising me.
Yeah.
I just think that moms do.
Yeah.
Like, my daughter, for example, I feel that she does. Although Josh is right there with her.
Yeah.
Almost 50-50.
Yeah. My favorite is when you get up to go on a trip or go to church and the mom gets up and gets herself ready, gets all of the kids ready, gets all of them packed, does everything. And then the dad will wake up 10 minutes before you walk out the door and then want to know, why are you running late? Why are you so stressed out? I don't understand.
Or
everything's ready to go. Let's go.
The dad has to poop. Last minute, as you're walking out the door, dad's got to poop.
Ours is Billy has to. Oh, wait. I also forgot I wanted to make myself a protein shake. Let me go in the kitchen and do that while you're sitting in the car waiting on me.
So I'd love to hear from you. Once again, we're not bashing on dads.
I am a little bit.
you can call or text 816-476-7093. I just think that moms are built that way. Moms are nurturing. Like, think about whenever a man is like sick or whatever, what do?
They become a kid.
They become a kid.
Yeah.
And I just think that's the way the world is, at least for me.
you know, I've seen it with my daughter all the time. And I see it with Teresa. And I see it with you now, Tara. 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Morning. I am the luckiest man. My wife really does, I mean, basically everything with my daughter. And it's not that I don't want to or anything. She just takes control, and it's just she's an amazing woman, an amazing mother, an amazing wife, and I love her even more after our daughter came, and it's just so fun to see our relationship build with our daughter. And so, but yes, to answer your question, I agree that moms do everything.
And they're good at it.
It's nice that you are recognizing so what your wife does.
I mean, it's like watching them, like, I'm going, this is truly an amazing job that nobody, that I know I could never do.
Yeah, I have such a different respect for mothers now out in public when I see women with kids or even fathers with kids. And it's just a lot of respect to moms, that's for sure.
Amen. Yes. And I will be honest, you are correct in saying that even if a man steps up sometimes, we will probably say, you're doing it wrong, or we will go back and redo what they just did.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I did 100% everything, which that's fine. My husband did work long hours and only got one day off a week. So that was fine. And now I look back and I pat myself on the back. Because what two amazing boys I have.
Yeah, it's always good. It's always good as a parent to look back and see your kids successful. That's all a parent wants out of life.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Now my oldest one.
Yeah.
Yep. You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
All right, thank you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I would say I'm the default parent in our house. My husband does a lot of, like, physical chores, but what really grinds my gears, my husband loves it, is when he takes the kids out by himself to, like, go grocery shopping or something, he's admitted, everybody always just says I'm such a good dad, and I really like that. Like,
that is definitely a pet peeve of mine.
That when I take the kids out.
I know, and I even find myself thinking it. Like, I'll see a really involved dad out in public, and I'm like, oh, what a great guy. And I'm like, Tara, this is exactly what upsets you. Come on.
Just because you're doing what you should be doing.
Yes.
or don't you love it when some...
Thank you.
And I know that women, I mean, I don't want to say it's all men, but sometimes dads who maybe don't take care of the kid primarily are like, why I have to babysit?
Yes.
You're not babysitting. It's your child.
It's parenting. It's your kid.
Good morning. Oops, lost you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. I've been a mom for about 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I also have another kid, but I don't think in that 12 years, either of her dads has ever made an appointment for her or taken her to the doctor. My boyfriend does work very long hours, and granted, her other dad, he's coming back. But we really do everything.
Yes,
we really
you do.
Yes, after 10 years, my boyfriend, just the last week, he told me, he goes, I have never seen a mom do what you do because you literally do everything. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to cry. Like, oh.
It's nice to be acknowledged for that kind of stuff, for sure. And I also think in 2024, it's nice because you see things on social media acknowledging the default parent or the mental load on one of the parents. It's nice to just feel seen every once in a while.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a father's perspective.
Please.
I also work long hours. I'm actually already at work listening to you guys on the radio as I work. And I won't be home till long after the kids get home, and you know, my significant other definitely takes care of a lot of those things, but also I'm the one that takes care of the financial side of things. So I think that there's a duality to it, to where that we bring different things to the table.
Absolutely.
And sometimes. So I know that the women, you guys, you know, you try to gang up on the men, but the men never try to gang up on the women. I think that's a little negative in my aspect of, you know, viewpoint. So maybe you should try to look things, you know, from a man's perspective a little bit more, because I think there is an even duality to it. It's just we bring different things to the table for the kids.
I appreciate your comments. But are you ever like out with drinks with the bros and you talk bad about your wife? I think it's exactly the same.
Also, can I say sometimes one person does all of this. Asking for a friend.
I will say this. There is a video that's gone viral, or a guy has TikTok videos. He's a dad, and he stays at home, and he plays with his young daughter.
Oh, my God. He's the best. He puts, like, a little shirt on as his hair, and he puts on fake nails.
He plays restaurant. He plays grocery store.
He'll do, like, a little drive-through window, and he's like, what you want for your order? And he's, like, smacking gum.
That's so cute.
It is the cutest thing you have ever seen. And the daughter just plays along with it.
Yeah, it's cute.
So we'll revisit this and come back with more of your text. I just think, I guess my point is the whole time is watching, moms are the best. This is what, and I agree with the guy. It takes two parents to make the kid do very, very well.
Which also, justice for single parents, you know?
Yeah,
not everybody's got a two-parent household.
You don't have anyone for backup. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
your mom was the same way growing up with you, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, my dad was in the picture, but yeah, I mean, like, I lived with her primarily.
All right, we'll take a break and we come back. More of your texts. Thank you for listening. It's a Rocket and Teresa Show. Good morning, KC. High of 75 today. Can you imagine that?
I can't imagine it, and I'm ready for it.
It's like Teresa and I, we just got back from Mexico late last night, and I'm thinking, this is the weather, just like what we had in Mexico.
Until we get to what, Wednesday, we decided?
Yeah,
is that
Wednesday
the day we drop?
It's going to be pretty lame, high of 40 degrees, but then Thursday, we're going right back up, 55.
All right, so we were talking about being in Mexico, and it was a family-friendly resort, and I like to people watch. And I sat around and I just thinking, looking at these young moms, all about Tara's age, you know, two kids, maybe a grandparent with them. And moms are like professional athletes. It's just like the way they handle kids. And we've done this before, Teresa. I need to look it up. Like if a mom was employed, what their salary would be. Because I think a couple of years ago it was like almost $200,000.
It should be at least $500,000 a year, per kid.
My point is every parent does something different in a household. But to watch young moms, it's amazing.
I will tell you, because obviously I'm on board with this. I feel like I do the most. But I did see a couple dads at our resort every now and then when the kids would get away from you. Like if you're waiting in line for the buffet and the kids just run in, it was the dad who would go wrangle them. And the mom just stood there like, yeah, you better go get them kids.
Well, I told you, when I was there, it was this weekend. And I was there and I'm watching the mom, a child run from the lobby. Mm-hmm. Going all the way past, and this is a long ways away, like maybe 30 yards. Mm-hmm. And then the kid's in the buffet as I'm walking out, he just starts running. And then I'm thinking, man, what's going on? So I walk around the corner to exit. Here comes a dad sprinting fanatically, looking for his kid.
Uh-oh. That could be scary.
I mean, it's just crazy.
I lost Rocket a few times on this trip, and I was like, oh, no, where is he? But I found him.
Teresa,
okay.
We talked about getting him a leash or like a little beeper.
I know.
You didn't go through with it?
No.
I bought walkie-talkies for us to take, but nobody wanted to play walkie-talkie with me.
That's not a joke. He actually wanted me to play, and I was like, I'm okay. Thanks.
Oh, babe. Save them. Next year, I'm in.
I've got four of them that
I'll
paid for. Nobody's ever used
all
them.
Day with our fanny packs.
Yes,
we'll look awesome.
We talked about your fanny pack that you gave me when we were in Mexico.
Good.
All right, so we're talking about moms doing everything. We took your calls, and we'll take more calls in about 25 minutes. But let's go to the text because the texts are blowing up too.
Yeah, we have lots of texts coming in. Let's see. This one says 100%. I get up each day, get the kids ready. I've only got two left in the house, but what does he do? He gets up at 3 a.m., goes to the gym, and I don't see him until after school, after I've already got everyone to school, picked up, and onto their events. We had a guy call in and say that he contributes in different ways financially. I think that he maybe is a full-time worker and his partner stays home. And we had a couple people in the text line say, preach, brother, or that's true. Let's see. Reagan said, my kids tell my husband that I'm the boss in the house. See, I would like to think that I'm the boss, but I don't think that's true. I think my husband is definitely scarier to my daughter. And I'm like the protector. Run to me if you're hurt. Run to me if you need something. This says, single mom here. I've been doing it all since he was born. Today he is halfway to being 18. That's an interesting way to say it. Mm-hmm. This says, I'm definitely the default parent. I wouldn't necessarily say I do everything, but I'm my daughter's default go-to. That's kind of what I said earlier. We're talking a lot about like moms versus dads, but a lot of families are not that traditional setup. Even if there isn't a mom in the family, there's definitely a default parent, you know, who the kid gravitates toward more for things.
You can always tell by who is the parent that can't go to the bathroom alone.
Yes.
Because the kids are standing right outside the door just waiting. Mom, I need help. Even though dad is right downstairs, or maybe it's the dad who's in the bathroom and the mom's downstairs, but that kid is waiting right there for you to open that bathroom door.
So with this, you know, you're hearing this conversation, Tara, and we know you're a great mom.
Thanks, babe.
We know you do so much work. Are you a little bit nervous knowing you have a second daughter on the way?
No, I think that I will always make my firstborn Grace my default kid. You know, and the second one, we'll just figure things out as we go.
Okay, again, let's record this and show this to the new kid when they get a little older.
You know that's not the way she's going to be.
I'm just obsessed with the first one, okay? And if I'm equally as obsessed with the second, my brain might explode. This is just from a science perspective, my brain might explode.
You're going to, no, I just don't see that happening at all.
I'm never going to shut up about my kids if I feel the same way about both of them, Rocket.
I love it.
You're going to be like, Tara, how about that weather? I'm going to be like, my kids.
Rocket, we'll go over and we'll spend time with the new baby.
Yeah. So
she doesn't feel left out.
She'll definitely need some support.
We'll be like,
she?
We know that mommy doesn't pay attention to you. We love you.
Where's mommy?
She's with your sister.
Yeah,
I'll be
she's
like,
shopping.
You know, Grace uses the potty. Just saying.
She's shopping with mommy.
She gets lots of new toys.
They're out of the country. They're at the beach somewhere.
Let me teach you a new word. It's called favorite. Yeah. That is not you.
Now, listen closely. It's a word that Uncle Rocket knows. Alone.
Oh.
Let me give you another word. Therapy.
Sad. But, like, that's what therapy's for, right?
I guess. All right, let's take a break so I can breathe.
We'll come back with your trending topics, including all the big winners from the SAG Awards over the weekend.
So we're talking about moms and how they do everything. I did a little research while we were playing Miley Cyrus, Used to Be Young. In 2023, if you were a mom and you were taking care of the kids, how much do you think your salary would have been last year?
$100 million.
No. Let's be realistic.
Realistically, I would say like $300,000.
$187,000.
No, that's not right. That's not enough.
That was 2023.
Not nearly enough.
But you think about it, and I watched moms over the, you know, the last week in Mexico. Young moms work their tail off. But you know what's funny? At 4 o'clock, that's usually when I start my happy hour. And so at 4 o'clock, when I go down to the lobby lounge, who were the first people there before me?
Probably the parents.
Moms and dads with the baby, getting their drinks, going to the room.
That's right. They got to have a little fun before bedtime.
I mean, seriously, because it's you still got to get them together, you know, ready for dinner, you know, going to bed. It was just crazy. So we were asking you, you know, what do you think? And we're, first of all, we're not bagging on dads. I just think that moms are the better parent. I do.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree, but.
Well, I've seen you raise two beautiful, wonderful boys.
Yeah, I love how my husband's like, you know what? This is crazy. Like, I just close my eyes and magically both my sons are in college. Like, they both, like, tours, applications, like, dorms, like, tuition. Like, wow, that's so cool. All of that just happened. Yep, right, buddy. It sure
was
did.
It weird for him to go, we're going where? We're going to load him up. He's moving where?
Yeah. How did all that happen? Because I did it all.
So call in right now, 816-476-7093. First of all, we're bragging about moms. See, we brought it up because, you know, Tara's got a wonderful daughter, Grace, who's just the most precious thing on the planet. But Tara's going to have two in
That's
a couple
right,
months.
I am. But it's okay because we've said that I'm the default parent to her, and so she'll be the default kid to me when another one enters the picture.
All right. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, so my wife, so I try to, you know, do dishes and, you know, do everything around the house. And when it comes to those special events like birthdays and holidays and all that stuff, my wife is like the planner for everything. And I always feel like, crud, I didn't do what I needed to do by getting presents and stuff because she's just killing it.
It's almost like we just don't know how. Billy, would you agree with that? It's like women know everything. They get the best gifts. Like, have you seen on TikTok where they show when daddy gets the kids ready for school or whatever? Then you see when mom does it. It's like totally different things.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different. Thank
you
buddy. Go ahead.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you guys heard of that Jim Gaffigan bit where he talks about, you know, the dads are on the team, but, you know, he's not, like, the star. And when he gets pulled into the game, everyone's a little nervous.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good one, Billy.
That's funny what he brought up about special events. We have a really ugly light fixture in our dining room.
Yeah.
And in 2019, my husband was going to get me one for my birthday to replace it. And I'm actually still waiting on that light fixture. It's just 2024. I'm sure it's coming soon.
Good morning, Meg. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. So my wife is definitely the default parent. She does all the planning, all of, like, getting the kids ready for doctor's appointments and stuff. And I think we're just different. I don't think, like, really micro scale, like the small, fine details, but she's like, you're really good at playing with them. She hates playing, like, you know, play dinosaur with them or coming up with games. Like, I come home and we're making a game out of cleaning. And so I think, like, it's just different, but I will say, like, I did text in, like, they'll run right past me and be like, Mom, what's up? Like, what can I get for a snack? And I'm like, I'm right here.
Mm-hmm. No, I get nothing. It. I appreciate you calling me. Go ahead. It drives you crazy?
Yeah, it drives me crazy. And, like, me and my wife don't fight about it because I'm like, we talk to them about it, but it doesn't matter. They're just like, Mom's better. And I'm like, cool. Love it.
Thanks, man. It kind of reminds me, Teresa and I mentioned this last hour about the guy that's viral on TikTok who plays with his kids.
Yeah, he's really good at playing pretend with her. Yeah.
It's just one of those things that it's fun to like playing with. Like, I remember Jen growing up, it's just so much fun to play and just have fun.
I think a lot of times, though, it's because the mom is doing so much, like, do this and do that and do this, that the dads sometimes get to come in and be the fun one. Like, we talk about how we're the rule followers. Like, no, you can't have that snack before dinner. And the dad gets to be the fun one that's like, let's go do this and get an ice cream.
Yeah, true. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. So I am a mom of a almost 3.5-year-old and almost 2-year-old and newborn twins.
Oh, geez.
Bless your heart.
And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. Moms tend to be the default parent when it comes to, you know, the nighttime wakings and scheduling the appointments and all that. But dad is definitely the fun one. He gets to take him outside and play and explore and get all the into the dirty stuff. And mm-hmm. Mom's there to kind of clean it up and get all of the other things going for the day.
I agree, but you know, we had somebody text in earlier, and they were talking about, you know, well, dads work and they do all this stuff. Well, there's some of these moms, believe it or not, they're taking care of the kids and they have a full time job.
What do you mean, believe it or not?
Hello.
Hello.
I see, like, those TikTok videos about the women who are like, I'm a passenger princess. He does, you know, A, B, C, and D, and I'm just here, like, enjoying myself. What's that like? Because I plan all the trips, too. Guess what? I organize everything.
I'll tell you, when I'm parenting alone, I do get so overstimulated that when my husband is there, I kind of will sit in the car just like, I know he'll get me there safely. Whatever happens, happens. Or, like, if we're in the store together, I have less situational awareness because I know he's there. He's got us taken care of. I can kind of take a step back when he's around.
Nope, don't feel that either.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, my name's Ari. So I just wanted to call in and give a different perspective.
Please.
I'm the mom of a 3-year-old, and her bio, as you can hear.
Yeah, we can
that's
hear
her.
Yeah.
Right on cue.
Her bio dad hasn't been present pretty much her entire life. However, when she was about a year old, I met my current partner, and he jumped in and jumped further than I did. He Aww. Does most of the night wakings. He does bedtime routine the majority of the time. The only thing that I take full control of usually is, like, doctors and, like, signing her up for preschool and the morning routine because he wakes up and gets out of bed. But he still is, like, really responsible for her and will actually step in front of me and be like, no, you cannot give her candy when she doesn't earn it because I am the easygoing parent. And I'm like, screw it. Like, have some. Whatever makes you happy, you know?
That's a great
thing. Whatever makes you happy. Yes.
I'm glad you found a good partner like that.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. Just because he's not the bio dad does not mean he's not the dad.
That's right.
Absolutely.
No, and he absolutely is, and he's amazing with her. And he loved her, but it's not always the moms. I just wanted to give that perspective.
Yeah.
We do take on a lot. Don't get me wrong. We do. But the men are capable.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I love it.
Hey, thank you. It's a tough subject to think about. But look, being a parent is the hardest job in the world.
My husband was really impressing me at hide and seek last night. We were playing as a family. That big guy got in the little bathtub. He was trying to hide. And my daughter walked in and was like, Dad, that's ridiculous.
She
like,
said that?
I've never seen anything like this before.
Was he hiding to take a nap or what?
No, rude. It was a really great game of hide and seek. Melissa on the text line says, 2 boys, 5 and 7. They'll come find me on a different floor, ask me to open a snack, even though their dad was sitting right next to them on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
This is a dad, and he says, I'm the default parent. Everything you're saying the moms do or what I do, I could see that for sure. Mom of a 3-year-old, oh, she called us. This one says, of course there are default parents. Of course the default parents are normally the mothers. However, I will say sometimes we do it to ourselves. Early on, I set the standard that I could do everything and I did it really well, but the burnout came later. That's interesting.
Look, if you don't get burned out, there's something that's crazy. It's hard to be a parent.
Yeah, super for sure. Hard. But it's the best job ever.
Absolutely. Let's take one more call. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say I have three boys, two teenagers, and one preteen. And no matter who is next to them, father or mother, we could be sitting right next to each other. It's always mom. Can I? Mom. Yep. I take care of everything. The only thing husband takes care of is sports.
Sports. That's fun. I like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good thing, three boys. The good thing about this with you and your boys, and I'm sure you'll see it as they get older, they're going to be good dads. And they're going to treat their moms and their wives really, really good.
My oldest is 17, and well, almost 17. He'll be 17 next month. And his girlfriend's father called me one day and was like, "You're awesome," because he walks, he like opens doors for his girlfriend. He won't let her open the car door by herself to get in or out. Like when they walk down the street, he's on the outside. Don't know if anybody knows that, but that's how the man is supposed to walk on the outside by the street.
Supposed
the
woman's
supposed to be. To walk on the inside.
That's so nice.
Poor Teresa.
Hey, thank you for calling. Yeah, and you know what? You're a good mom. Pat yourself on the back.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a good day.
You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right. Bye. We need to take a break. We have a big prize to give away next. And in case you missed it earlier, if you're just now listening out here, you know, on a Monday, the girls like to set me up for failure. And no. here's what?
Don't do that.
Yes, I'm
you
doing it.
You did it to yourself.
I did nothing.
You did it to yourself.
I came to work and I did it. I'm in trouble.
You got all judgy and you were like, "You guys have no talent. I have all the talent. Yep. Let me have that script." And you just took over.
Yeah, we're playing Rocket and Teresa trivia. Yeah. It's a three-person script.
Rocket and Teresa theater.
Don't know what I said, but it's fine. You all get the gist. And Rocket said that Teresa and I did horrible accents and we were horrible actors. And in general, just stupid white trash gals. And so he said
that might have been implied, but
he wanted to take over the script. So he will be playing all three characters. And if you can name the movie, you'll get a pair of tickets to Planet Comic-Con at Bartle Hall next weekend.
First of all, I know you don't believe that, but I will do my best next. Kansas City as the girls continue to pick on me.
Oh my gosh.
So Kansas City, welcome to my world of being set up for failure by the two beautiful women I work with. Well, Planet Comic-Con is coming to Kansas City.
Yeah, nobody feels sorry for you today. Planet Comic-Con is coming to Kansas City. Bartle Hall, it will be there March 8th through March 10th. We will be broadcasting live Friday. We're excited about that. And this is celebrating 25 years of Planet Comic-Con. So we're doing a Rocket and Teresa theater for you to win tickets. Tara and I started practicing this morning. Rocket shamed us, said you guys can't do characters as good as me. We said, fine, if you can do so well, do it all. So that's what's happening right now. He's doing all three characters. Are you ready?
First of all, you know what? I never said that. And they're lining up.
Oh, no, we have it on tape.
They've got spitballs that they're ready to throw at me while I'm doing this scene in Kansas City. Yes.
We have tomatoes and eggs.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, go big or go home.
Yeah.
All right, get ready, Mr. Theater Expert. Lights, camera, action.
Oh, man, talk about toasted. The only thing I like better than eggplant burger is a chocolate-covered eggplant burger. With hot sauce? Cha-cha-cha-cha. Yeah, just another beautiful day in paradise. I'm looking for a Mr. Rogers and Mr. Do the detectives. It's probably just someone else looking for us to solve another terrifying mystery. Nobody home. Quick, Scoobo! Grab the food-o! Let's scramble!
Okay.
I wanted you to fail.
I have to give it to you. That was incredible.
That was pretty awesome. I'm going to give you a standing ovation.
Okay.
Rocket's never had a standing O before.
Ever.
Don't want to exaggerate, but I loved it. It was so good.
Now, what will the winner get?
A pair of tickets to Planet Comic-Con at Bartle Hall. It's happening Friday, March 8th through Sunday, March 10th.
All right, Teresa, which line? Show me on the hand.
This one, because that's what you were. Yeah. Number one.
Yeah, exactly.
Got him.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Nate.
Nate, what's the movie?
It sounded like it might have been Scooby-Doo.
Might have been. It was exactly was Scooby-Doo.
It was pretty spot on. I was impressed, Rob.
That was pretty amazing.
Man. Yeah, we actually were using that scene because Matthew Lillard plays Shaggy, and he is going to be at Planet Comic-Con this weekend.
Or next.
Oh, very cool.
The weekend that Planet Comic Con is happening, which is March 8th through the 10th, okay? That's all you need to know, Nate.
I'll show up this weekend just to be safe.
Perfect.
You'll be the first one in line.
We'll give you a tent. You sit out front, camping out.
It's only 7 days. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info.
It's supposed to be beautiful out.
Yeah.
He's a really good actor. I liked him.
Matthew Lillard?
Yes. I saw him in the movie.
Scream's my favorite.
No, he was with Clint Eastwood. The baseball movie?
Oh, yeah. It was the...
Trouble with the Curve?
Yeah. He was also in Good Girls. He was a horrible husband in Good Girls, and that was... I liked it.
So I'm really excited because you and I have been talking about Comic-Con the whole time we've been here when it started coming to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And to broadcast live?
Yeah. Henry Winkler's coming back to town, too. Do you think he'll finally have his meal with Patrick Mahomes?
It wouldn't surprise me if he already has.
I think he said the other day that he hadn't.
Oh, then I'm sure Patrick Mahomes will take care of him.
Huh. Is it fair to say that Henry Winkler is the nicest, most courteous person we've ever interviewed?
Yes. Absolutely.
He's amazing.
Wonderful guy. Taylor Swift. You know, the cool thing about her being in Australia is watching all the TikTok videos of moms and little daughters, just like it was here. Amazing. People lining outside just to try to get a glimpse of her and hear her music. I thought it was just wonderful. And did Travis and her, did they just celebrate 6 months together?
Well, we know that the timeline was that he made that comment about the bracelet in July, and then by the time she showed up in September, they had already been dating a month. So let's just pretend that they started dating in August. It would be September, October, November, December, January, February. That's 6 months.
Yeah, I think it's super cool, but I hate that the media really tries to bash Travis Kelce.
Well, yeah, because he has a lot of stuff going on. He didn't just leave Taylor and go back and party in Vegas for no reason. He's with the Chiefs. They're celebrating their big win. And by the way, he's already been, there's tons of videos showing him singing out loud to Love Story at the club with the Chiefs players, which why is it so stinking adorable when he sings along to her music?
He's like acknowledging he loves her publicly. It's adorable.
It's one of my favorite things. Also, I'm really happy that he trimmed the beard. The beard looks nice.
We talked about that.
The beard is groomed nicely again.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to find who's the guy hanging out with him in Sydney?
It's one of his childhood
friends.
Well, he's got a couple people. I'm not sure which one you're talking about, but they're all his friends.
I just think it's super.
We know
cool.
He's with Katy Perry and Rita Ora.
I have to tell you, I am not burnt out on this relationship yet. Mm-mm. I still think about it constantly. I've said on the air before, I wonder if she has passed gas in front of him yet at this stage in their relationship.
She doesn't do that.
I wonder also. 6 months, it's still pretty much the honeymoon phase. Have they had any little arguments or spats? Or is it that they're apart so much, the distance makes the heart grow fonder?
I think that because of the lifestyle that they have, they are used to certain things.
Sure.
It being exaggerated in this. And like Taylor said in the past, she doesn't let things get to her anymore at all.
Good for her.
She really doesn't. But it's so cool to like, I was talking back to the family thing and coming back from Mexico, seeing all the families, you know, with their little kids over, you know, in Mexico. And then like, Tara, you were at Rally House.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about you and KU and your kids because basketball season is there. And then the big March Madness is right around the corner.
It's true. We had a lot of fun at Rally House. We were out in Lawrence on 23rd Street. They have this limited edition jacket that was so cool. It had patches up and down the sleeves. It said like 6-time champions on the front, KU on the back. And it really got us hyped up for basketball. And we thought, hey, why not give away 4 packs of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters at the T-Mobile Center April 6th? Now, if you're not familiar with the Harlem Globetrotters, they are so much fun. Sure, they play basketball, whatever. More importantly, they're jumping. They're doing flips. They're doing routines. Their mascot, hilarious. Last time I saw their mascot, I laughed until I cried and peed my pants.
It's a family show. I mean, you probably don't remember, but I vaguely do. They used to be a cartoon.
They had their own cartoon, and they also made an appearance on Scooby-Doo.
And like I said, seeing you know parents hang out with their kids and having a good time, that's what it's all about as you get older in life. So if you want to go, we have a 4-pack?
Yeah, we have a 4-pack of tickets just for you. Call now, 816-476-7093.
I don't think, I haven't seen him probably like since we moved here. But just going to those shows, I was like, oh my gosh.
It's entertainment. It's really good.
Yeah. When I was a little girl, I wanted to see them so bad. And I saved up my money and saved up my money and was able to get 2 tickets for myself and my dad. And it turned into like a core memory for me. It was such a special experience.
Now, I know here in Kansas City, what's the baseball team that comes to town that our buddy...
The Savannah Bananas.
Yes. That is what it's like with basketball.
to the 100th power. So let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Katie.
Katie, you're the correct caller.
Yeah, you get a 4-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters at the T-Mobile Center on April 6th. They're going to be playing their fierce rivals, the Washington Generals. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Do you have kids?
I don't, but I'm in college, so I love the Harlem Globetrotters, and I've never been.
You're going to have so much fun.
You'll have fun. Hey, what college do you go to?
I go to Rockhurst University. I'm in nursing school.
Good for you.
That's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is hard, but it's going to be worth it one day.
Here's the deal. We got to party, and I mean the party. There were some nurses on our Mexico trip, and they need a break. They were literally tearing it up.
Well, they need a break because Rocket kept hurting himself, and they had to come over and take care of him.
They had to work on vacation.
That's a whole other story. All right, I'm going to put you on hold real quick, and we'll come back and get all your info. Thanks for listening. Hold on. Good morning, Casey. Hope you're having a great day. Get out and enjoy the afternoon. Guys, a high of 75 today.
It's going to be an amazing day to get outside, although we may need to start pumping a little allergy medicine into each of our bodies in this room.
Did you ever check the pollen count, by the way?
I tried. I couldn't find it.
All I know is the entire trip, everybody, I mean, even on the plane, everybody had allergies. It's that time.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, actually, Rocket, because I feel like everything you're talking about leads us into our second look of the day.
It does?
Yes, it sure does. My husband's been sick for 2 weeks, and it's not COVID. It's just this weird bug that is lingering.
Because that's the first thing you said when I got sick like 3, maybe 4 weeks ago. You said, have you tested for COVID?
Yeah.
First thing I did.
We still don't believe you, though, because you don't actually know how to do the test properly.
That's true. I do.
You definitely stick that strip in the wrong place.
You pee on the stick, and then you hope that you're fine.
You wait 3 minutes.
Yes.
If you get a positive or a negative.
Right.
Just like a pregnancy test.
That's what
test.
I said. It did.
Yes.
Rocket probably actually bought pregnancy
tests. I know.
Tests.
He's like,
it's not COVID.
Great.
See?
It's even digital and says the words not pregnant. And he's like, oh, no COVID here.
You pee on it and it either has a giant X.
Oh.
So I know.
You think we're kidding. We're not. I'm pretty sure he actually took a pregnancy test.
And?
Not pregnant.
Not pregnant. Good for you, buddy. Good for you.
I'm convinced my parents dropped me when I was a baby.
So are we.
All right. Thank you. Steve Serrano is coming up next. We're getting out of here until tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Bye. Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.